Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. This week, I'm joined by Stephen Cobb, security evangelist at ESET. Stephen, welcome.
Good to be here, Brian.
So today we're going to talk about small businesses. Some recent data from Verizon and the Secret Service shows a massive spike in the attacks at small businesses. In 2009, about 27% of attacks were aimed at these companies. 2010, about 63%. It's skyrocketing. Stephen, why are small businesses such a target?
Well, I think there's probably two reasons there, Brian. First of all, large companies are getting better defenses in place, so that's deflecting attacks down to smaller companies that are easier targets than big companies. And also we're seeing the bad guys really industrializing their attack processes. So they're developing malware and attacks that they can run on a large scale, and that's more cost effective for them. Of course, we know that there's a lot more small businesses than there are big businesses.
I mean, are small businesses really prepared for this? I mean, when you think of most small businesses, it might be a dry cleaner or maybe a small consulting or design firm. Do they even know what they have sitting on their computers and what's around them?
I think this, I think it's very difficult when you're a small company to just take care of all the things you need to take care of. We often see the security of the data, even knowing what data is there, is a challenge. And so I always, when I'm talking to people who have a small business, recommend that they really kind of audit themselves in terms of what data do they have on their systems that could be valuable to other people. And it might be their latest design of a product. It might be their customer list. It might be their card reader system for taking money. Look at your business as a small business from the point of view of a bad guy who's trying to rip you off. Okay. This is valuable. And the next step is then, okay, what are you going to do to protect those things?
Yeah, because in many cases, they may be locking the front door or pulling the keys out of the register, but that's not necessarily protecting a lot of the real money, which could be their bank accounts and customer lists and identities of customers and those types of things. A lot of states have rules and laws, and it seems to me that the rules are the same whether you're a big business or a small business. Is that the case, and what role does that play?
It generally is the case. If you take, for example, the Massachusetts state law, which says that if you have information about citizens of Massachusetts on your system, you are required to have an information security plan in place. And depending on what sector of business in, if you're in retail, you have the PCI standards. If you're have customer lists, then you have state standards like the Massachusetts or California disclosure laws, which require you to have certain safeguards in place, and then to inform customers if their information is compromised, into specialized areas like medical information, which is covered by HIPAA. Yeah, the laws often don't make a big distinction between a big company and a small company. So not only do you have to protect your information to keep it out of the hands of the bad guys, you want to make sure you're within the legal requirements for your kind of business, because there can be stiff penalties if you're not.
And, obviously a lot of companies go through a lot of planning and doing this sort of once. But, I mean, is there still a lot of that kind of binder on the shelf where you set up a rule or a policy and, you never revisit it, you don't necessarily enforce it, you don't even look?
That is a trap that businesses will fall into. And you really want to avoid that. You create a set of policies, put it on the shelf. Heck, a couple of years go by, you realize that doesn't have policies about USB drives or mobile phones and so on. You need to keep your policies fresh, and you need to enforce them. A lot of companies do procedure where you sign the policies when you come on board. That's good, so that people in the company know there are security policies in place. But let's do a refresher every quarter. Let's have a session where we update people and keep people appraised of that, because that's something that, say a big company wants to do business with you, they're going to want to know what kind of security awareness programs do you have in place. And if you can say, look, we review our security policies with our employees every quarter, hey, that's good. And it's going to help you win contracts with big companies and keep your information more secure.
You know, with businesses today, and I think especially in small businesses, the personal and the professional really blur. And, you know, you use the same tools that you use in your personal life as you do in your professional. It seems to me that one of the best places to start is stronger passwords and having good policies there. Stephen, can we come back next week and really drill down into what we should do with passwords in small businesses?
Sure. I think it's an important area. It probably could use a podcast of its own.
All right. So, Stephen, thanks for joining us this week.
Oh, you're welcome. Good to be here.
If you'd like more information on how to protect your small business, you should go to blog.eset.com. Stephen has a great blog up there with 4 simple things that you can do today to keep things safe. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.